This is WLRN News. I'm Wilson Sayre. Last week, we told you about a new study that was published about the prosperity gap in Miami-Dade County. The Florida International University Metropolitan Center study showed wages are down, in some cases way below what they were in 2010 when adjusted for inflation. Jobs that are being added are in lower-wage industries, and housing costs continue to be a burden for many households. Ernest Bellamy is an architectural designer, a native Miamian. At 32 years old, he decided to go back to school to get his master's. And he tells his story about how that journey will have to take him away from Miami.
What I like about Miami has been what I've always grown up and been accustomed to, the diversity, the richness of cultures that are here, that add to the vibrancy of all the neighborhoods in the city overall. Going back to school has always been a goal of mine. I saw obtaining my master's as a way to not only improve myself professionally, but also for me to earn a higher income. It came down to quality, price, and opportunity. I had the opportunity to receive full scholarships to 2 out of 4 of the schools, which helped immensely, University of Miami and Carnegie Mellon. So it was a hard decision. And Pittsburgh is one of those cities that really wants young professionals to invest in making their city better. One thing that played heavily into the issue was cost of living. It's tough. I'd love to stay here. I would love to try and grow and progress here. But when all the cards are on the table, I became one of those individuals that are now leaving. In the end, Carnegie Mellon had that great mix, the best mix for me.
This kind of story isn't all that unusual, which is what the Metropolitan Center study captured in charts and graphs. One of the people trying to reverse some of these trends is Miami-Dade County Commissioner Daniela Levine Cava. We sat down to talk about some of the things she's working on.
One of them we already have passed legislation on, which is the Community Land Trust opportunity.
What is the Community Land Trust for people who don't follow these things?
A Community Land Trust is a nonprofit that owns property. One of the advantages of Community Land Trust is that even in a booming housing market where prices are really exceeding the incomes and assets of local people, it maintains affordability. A community land trust could either build housing for rent or allow people to be homeowners on the property.
So what are some of the other things that you're looking at?
Children's savings accounts. Nothing has proven more effective than starting a children's savings account early in a child's life and getting that child to go on to post-secondary education. And we know for most families it's out of reach to begin savings early. So it's a public policy where we're saying to a family, put up a little bit, we'll match your funds, we'll work with you to learn about savings, and these funds are dedicated to post-secondary education of the child.
So a lot of the challenges that are outlined in the study are in the private sector. So what is the county's role in shaping some of the private sector in ways that create a more sustainable economy?
We have an opportunity to not just think about income, but to think about assets. So these are all strategies that build wealth, not just disposable income. And that is the long-term solution.
That was Commissioner Daniela Levine Cava talking about solutions to the prosperity gap in Miami-Dade County. This is WLRN News. I'm Wilson Sayre.